Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's get to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You're right about that, Anthony. We welcome in Mary Kay Cabot, who joins us on that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, good morning, friend.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Saw your tweet. Saw your story. When are we going to see these jerseys? J.W. Johnson had a tweet about it yesterday, and a lot of people are going, well, we're waiting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they usually try to do it before the draft so that the, you know, so that the first round pick can hold up the jerseys and those kinds of things, and you've got the great, you know, photo opportunities and all of that. Everything has obviously changed with Corona. But I still think that they probably would like to roll them out before the draft. And again, I wasn't sure, you know, if anything had changed with Corona, if they were going to move it up, move it back. But, you know, for the executive VP to put it out there that it's this month, I thought that was kind of significant.
Mary Kay, how many leaks have you already received? Because I imagine you're somebody who gets these emails all the time. We have gotten a ton so far, and nobody knows what to think. Nobody knows what's real.
No, I mean, I have seen a bunch myself, but I mean, the only thing that I do know is that sitting with Dee Haslam and Jimmy Haslam over the last 2 years at the owners' meetings, you know, they really did talk about embracing the tradition, nothing too fancy, you know, that these would be, you know, something that Browns fans would really love. They acknowledged that they did not like the last version. And so it'll be exciting.
Final one from me about the jerseys, or at least about logos and the look of them in general. What do you think of the Brownie Elf?
Oh, I love the Brownie Elf. I'm glad they're going to be incorporating it in other ways and kind of branding him a little bit more and letting people have something to identify with, because again, there aren't, you know, too many things except for, you know, obviously the dog thing has been huge, and I do think that they should really continue that.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Let's talk about the Claiborne signing. Where do you think that puts Olivier Vernon, and do you think they are done with any high ticket or I should say high priced free agents?
Well, I don't think it means the end of Olivier Vernon. I think that Adrian Claiborne will be brought in as a rotational player. I think that the starters obviously will still be Vernon and Miles Garrett. Now, they need Vernon to stay healthy, but he will still be here. At least that is the plan right now. And we will be talking to Kevin Stefanski, I think, a little bit later today. So we'll get a handle on that a little bit better. But it just doesn't mean the end of Olivier. I thought something would probably happen with Vernon this offseason because of that $15.5 million price tag. But they're willing to spend that kind of money on somebody that can disrupt the quarterback.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. This gets rid of all the other possibilities maybe there in the defense. Are we kind of hemmed up there when it comes to free agents?
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, yes. They're not going to go after a Clowney or anything like that right now. I don't see anything like that happening. The only other big move that I can see coming down the pike, you know, in the next, whatever, month or so, could possibly be Trent Williams if they decide to go that route. He's been on the radar. They've explored it. They've looked into it. And it's something that's still hanging out there a little bit if they decide to make a move like that.
Mary Kay, we heard Adam Schefter on ESPN yesterday, and it was featured on Awful Announcing and everything. He kind of went off on a tangent yesterday about the draft being held. From some of the people that you talk to, and he brought up what's going on in our country right now as a reason why he's against it. And that's fine. That's his opinion. But I really wonder if we need to dig deeper. From some of the people that you've talked to, general managers possibly, people within the league, how concerned are these general managers about holding the draft when they haven't had a chance to talk to these players, they haven't had a chance to meet with them, and it really they won't for at least a couple of months?
I think once they decided to go through with free agency and proceed with the start of the league year as scheduled, I was not surprised that they went ahead with the draft as well. I was probably more surprised that they went on with free agency on March 16th, 17th, 18th, with everything that was going on at that time, not being able to bring in free agents. So once that happened, it just doesn't shock me about the draft, and none of us know where this is going, and therefore, the peak could happen a month from now, things could get worse. I think the feeling was, we have the technology, let's make this happen now. It is also, I think the NFL believes, providing a distraction, a diversion for fans in this country that, that needs something else to think about. I think that was also a part of it.
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this very inexperienced regime navigates this very odd draft situation, especially with the weird lead up. Have you heard about any simulations they're going through, or do you think they're going to be okay because of the way that Paul DePodesta is there and the way they analyze data?
You know what? I think they'll be okay in terms of being organized, in terms of using the technology. I mean, if there ever was going to be a group that could handle that sort of virtual type of draft, this is the group. I mean, these are numbers people. These are analytics people that are information technology very savvy. So I would think that in some ways they're almost at an advantage because this is what a lot of these guys are all about. On top of that, they're brilliant. I mean, so many of them are geniuses that have gone to Harvard and things like that. So I just don't think that, they're going to be freaked out by having to do this kind of situation. The
so
bad part about it is,
Mary Kay, I'm sorry, they're at an advantage in comparison to other teams?
I'm saying that in some ways, from a virtual technology standpoint, the group of men and women that are in the building are so incredibly savvy when it comes to technology that in some ways that could have them at an advantage. Of course, everybody's at a disadvantage, and there are some ways that Andrew Berry, being a first-time GM, is going to be at a disadvantage, but not from an information systems standpoint.
Tone, you ready?
Whoa! Wow.
I'm about to do Super Bowl Super Browns.
Here we go.
Mary Kay doesn't know how to respond.
The place where it hurts everyone, including obviously the Browns, is the fact that you can't bring these guys in and do the sort of day-long, car wash where you spend the day with them, you give them your own medical exam, you get them, in front of everybody in the building, they meet with their new prospective position coaches. I think that's the place that everyone is, but it's a level playing field, but that's the thing that I think is really going to hurt this draft.
Go ahead, Anthony.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Just curious, when it comes to so far, everything they've done in free agency, do you think the defense right now, because we spend so much time analyzing the offense, do you think the defense is better than last year's defense on paper? Do you think they're the same, or do you think they're worse?
That's a good question. I still think they need some pieces, and I hope that they find some really, really good defensive players in the draft, because I think they need a couple of impact guys that can really change the game. I'm thinking of, and I don't think they'll end up with Isaiah Simmons, but I'm thinking of that type of player that can take the ball away, that can disrupt the game, that can force some fumbles and those kinds of things, just that enforcer on defense. I do think, however, that they have added some guys that will contribute in a big way and maybe even challenge for starting jobs, including an Andrew Billings.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the show. There's some good stuff that you're giving us right here, Mary Kay. Let me take you through a thought process that I'm having. I had this earlier today. A lot of people got on. They disagreed with me. Where, say the Browns are 8-8 this year, right? And that means mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield was probably marginally better. Well, we are in an area. We're in an unprecedented part of history right now where you could have an NFL football season. You may very well not have a college football season, though. Would that make it for the Browns? Like, say he was just marginally better, but people are more like, meh. Do you think that that would give him an extra year? Or would they possibly go into the draft, sight unseen, and maybe draft one of those quarterbacks who haven't even played in the 2020 season because there is no 2020 college football season?
Well, it's an interesting premise, that's for sure. It's hard to say what would happen in that scenario. There are so many what ifs there. I do expect that there will be some college football played somehow, some way this year. I would think that, you know, that is what everyone is aiming towards and hoping for. And I also would expect that Baker Mayfield is going to be way better than he was last year, just because of the system, the scheme, the talent around him. But it is a pivotal year for Baker Mayfield because they have to make decisions this year, after this year, on fifth-year option, on extensions and things like that. So marginally better is not what anybody is hoping for, because that gets you into a gray area that you don't want to be in.
So he really doesn't have any excuses left, is what you're trying to tell me.
No, he really doesn't. No, now he's got experience under his belt. He's got everything that he needs. He's got the system around him. The only difference is now is that he doesn't have an off-season program to install the scheme, the system, to get his timing down. So there is a little bit of an excuse, but everyone's going to have to overcome that one.
What about to the Haslams? You know, they have number one draft picks. They fall in love with these guys. Would they sign off if things were to go poorly? Like, okay, this is your football team now. Let's go in this direction and go after quarterback X.
Well, once again, I do think that, you know, what if we get to, you know, late August, you know, early September, and they have to start the season without having training camp, off season, any time with Odell or Jarvis or any of those guys. I do think that, you know, that could make everyone think a little bit about the performance of Baker Mayfield. But if the proof is on tape that he's not going to get it done and he's not the quarterback of the future, I think the Haslams would listen to whatever Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski think in that regard.
All right, Mary Kay, last night it was a treat for many Cleveland fans to be able to relive Game 5, Game 7 of 2016 NBA Finals. If there was a Browns game that you would like to relive in the years that you have covered the Browns, is there one or two that might stick out?
You know what? I would say the double overtime game against the Jets, that was so fun. Reliving, you know, any of the, you know, redo the AFC championship games, you know, and have them come out right. But those were great fun. And the Baker game where he came in off the bench, and I have been rewatching that this week a little bit against the Jets. You know, that was one I think that people will remember for a long, long time.
Well, Yeah, that the 86 one. I'd rather watch the wins. Like, somebody you called up and said the Broncos game, Mary Kay, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, I know they were good, and so maybe that brings back some good memories, but I don't think I'd take that very positively, to be honest with you. I'd like to leave those in the past.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there are not enough of those games where you have the feeling that Cavs fans and Cleveland fans got to have last night. I mean, reliving that was fun. It was so positive. It was just a pick me up in a very, very difficult time right now. So it was really fun to have that feeling again last night.
Well, let me ask you another question here, real quick. Do you feel bad for fans who might have missed that shot, the final shot, because it got cut off by certain cable providers out there? Do you feel bad that they missed Kyrie's shot?
Yeah, I would say so.
Guess who doesn't? Guess who doesn't feel bad, Mary Kay?
Not Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Explain yourself, Tone.
Well, I felt like you could probably pull it up within 5 seconds and not miss anything. It's there in all its glory on the internet, unedited.
Mary Kay, your retort.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see it through. So, yeah, it would have been better had that not happened. But still, in general, the takeaway was that it was just a feel-good evening to be able to experience that joy and to remember what an unbelievable team and experience that was. So that was my takeaway.
All right, Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours, and we'll talk to you next week, friendo.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yes.
It's one of the crazier box scores in Browns history, and to think that it was a playoff game. Bertie Kosar, 33 of 64.
He threw
in that
64
game,
times?
64 times for 489 yards. But here's the capper in this, is that the Browns had, in total yards, 558 yards. The Jets, 287, and yet that game goes into double overtime.
That had to be, for people who remember it, that's got to be one of the most frustrating, because that means you move the ball down the field and you couldn't score. I mean, right? I mean, that's got to be the most frustrating game. And obviously, you won, so up until that win, it was probably one of the most frustrating games ever. 216-578-0092. Coming up at 9 o'clock. We will talk to Dave Mason, betonline.ag. There's a lot of things that people are betting on right now. It's getting a little bit crazy out there because we're looking for some sports to wager on. And Rick Bucher. I know we do. I have a theory at 9:40. He has a hell of a theory about why LeBron James says he wants to play in front of fans.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.